Well, actually, I think there were two impacts during the flood of Noah based on the data in the Quran.
And how far from between each impact?
I think they were virtually simultaneous, within hours and stuff like that. The flood of Noah was no myth. When you have the ark apparently landing at 7,000 feet and sliding down to 6,500 feet near Kazan, Turkey, that's kind of serious evidence. That's pretty far above sea level to cart a 26,000 or 23,000 ton ship.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let me ask you about this then. Planet X. Zechariah Sitchin believes that the Sumerians were visited by extraterrestrials who basically conceived over time their reasons for being here. The Sumerians apparently documented this. Are you a believer in that kind of a concept? That we might have been visited by extraterrestrials?
Well, yes, I certainly am. And I think that dates back to about 4,500 years. Noah's flood is about 5,200 years. I think there's reasonable data that supports alien activity on the Earth in that time frame. The Ark itself, people weren't making titanium in those days, and there's titanium nodules and manganese nodules found in the Ark. Much less than the parabolas and hyperbolas that you need to loft a vessel of that sort, and especially the use of the golden ratio to minimize vibrations in the invention in the Ark, which we're not even using yet today in our nautical and airframe engineers, as far as I know.
Tell me about this titanium. As far as I know, the Ark really hasn't been found yet, or at least not officially.
Its location was deduced by Fasold, who was an expert in Mideast literature, and by a triangulation process, he predicted a location for the Ark. It was also found more or less simultaneously by a Turkish Air Force officer who was doing NATO photography of the area, so they could, fend off an invasion should they have to. In other words, it is just standard military procedure. And he noticed the ship-like formation, and the locations are virtually the same to within a half a mile. And when Wyatt, among others, explored the Ark, and I might also say that Wyatt was very religious, I might add.
Yes, he was.
But that doesn't mean that he falsified stuff. He claims to have found rivets and small pieces of petrified wood. And Sam Windsor analyzed the Ark, and Sam Windsor, business was building ships. I mean, what kind of guy do you want to analyze a naval vessel of 23,000 tons other than a guy that's used to building them?
Did he say there was titanium in this object?
Okay. Wyatt found nodules. Apparently, the Ark, when it slid down, it hit a rock. It slid down from the place where it landed. It's 7,000 foot, and the quote anchor stones, which really weren't anchor stones, they were more or less flailing stones and used to make the metacentric height very high or very big, so the Ark wouldn't tip over during violent waves. That was the initial landing spot, and then it slid down and hit a rock abutment and broke open, and these nodules spilled out. And there's manganese nodules that are on the order of 85% pure, and that's about two or three times the purity that you find in ocean manganese nodules. And there was a titanium nodule, and titanium nodules you just don't find those in nature. Manganese nodules, yes, because the dioxide is water soluble, and they will form nodules. But titanium is used in house paint. That stuff doesn't dissolve very well at all. That's why it's used in house paint, as a matter of fact. But a titanium nodule was found, and I believe that the Turkish Museum has a dagger made of carbonized iron, which is basically a form of steel that's dated to about 5,000 years ago, which is about the time of Noah's Ark. Apparently, they simply used some of the leftover metal as ballast, which was a logical and reasonable thing to do.
Who tipped off Noah? Who tipped him off? Who let him know that a catastrophe is coming?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure that there was a Noah. I think there was a Gilgamesh. And a Gilgamesh was kind of a king. I think he was tipped off basically by aliens, and I can't say the name of something like Uniprocerin or something like that. I've read poor pronunciation. But the aliens would have the ability to monitor where the comet swarm was, to calculate when and where it would impact. They would have the technology available to build an ark, even out of local materials. They would have the ability to titanium and metal from the asteroid belt, if not from the Earth itself, to make this material. The ark apparently was made of reeds. The hull itself was made of reeds, but there's enough data remaining to get the compartment structure and to find all the places where they used the golden ratio to minimize vibrations. So, first of all, if you want to make a case that there was aliens around at that time, the ark itself, it's found near Kazan, Turkey, is virtual proof of the aliens' participation at that time. And
well, and are we to believe that he, Noah, really stocked that ark with all kinds of animals and creatures and things
well,
like that?
It probably wasn't a zoo. If you look at the Hebrew tales of ancient times, it looked like the first deck was for cattle and sheep and animals like that. And the second deck was for fowl of one sort or another, and the third deck were for the humans and possibly for the aliens.
It sounds like he was hoarding live food, right?
Well, yes, it does. And I think even the town that sprung up from where the ark landed has been found and partially excavated. And I can't remember the name of that, but it's in the Noah's Ark paper on the Vulcan website. But the knowledge of the impact location, that would be virtually impossible for humans to compute at the time, as well as the fabrication of the titanium and stuff like that.
And one can take it biblically, though, and say God warned him, right?
Well, yes, but a lot of people claim to have seen UFOs and aliens, and I don't think God is has been too visible recently. However, I do think there is an oversoul, which I do write about, and that can sometimes be mistaken for God.